Hi, this is Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to Love, Lineage, and Legacy. This is Lineage Part 2. Love, Lineage, and Legacy. The Ghosts in the Subtle Machine. This is Part B of Lineage. So I'm going to introduce some ideas to you first off. First, I'm going to introduce a part of the sacred anatomy that is important for understanding how to work with the ghosts and the subtle machine, and that is your channel. There's a picture of the channel there on the class page, but we're going to have a sensing experience of it. The channel crosses the core. The core runs straight down like your spine. Think of it as the energy spine. The channel is just like an energy spine, except it's going the other direction. Instead of being vertical, it's horizontal. And it comes from the front of you, moves through your body, and goes out the back. The location is below your belly button, maybe two fingers below. And right there is a current of light that is moving through your body. So bring your hand down the front of your body like this. And as you reach the area right below your belly button, you'll feel a little pulsing of energy as it moves in. Now, even if you don't feel this, go ahead and pretend to feel it. Who told you that imagination wasn't real? Use your imagination. It's only for your benefit. So there you are. Feeling this channel moving in. Now, this is where you're going to locate your family line and how it moves. This is where you're going to track it and actually feel into it. But you're going to need to use a thing called light fingers. Now, light fingers, okay, this is more imagination, but your light fingers exude or shoot out like little lightsabers from the tips of your fingers. So go ahead and shoot those light fingers out, and you can try pushing against your hand. You'll be amazed at what you feel. Or you can push against the ceiling or the floor, and you'll have a sense of those light fingers. And now what you're gonna do is you're gonna apply those light fingers to the channel. So first you're gonna learn the anatomy of the channel, and then you're going to learn how to use this tool, the light fingers, and stroke along the channel, go through your physical body, and go all the way back to the location of the ghost. So, channel, light fingers. Now, the other thing I'm going to introduce to you is a target graphic. So this is a graphic that looks like a target, and it's there on the page. There's two versions of it, one with the different ancestral lines written in, and the other one that's just blank, just empty for you in case you have an unusual situation, such as you're adopted or you have four sets of parents. So sometimes it gets complicated. So you're going to use all of these tools. And you're also going to repeat after me when I say certain lines. So I'll say a line and I'll give you a space to repeat that line. So this will walk you through the entire healing. Now you're ready to begin. So make sure you have a pen and pencil because you're going to want to make some notes on your target, which would be a good idea to print out if you have it already. All right. So determine, number one, determine through using the target graphic and by personal reflection and memory and family stories, the personality trait that is held by your ghost in the subtle machine. And to be honest with you, it doesn't matter kind of where you start. Start where you have the most juice, where you have the most opportunity, where you know the most people. So it'll be something like not listening to your inner voice or disregarding your own power. Something like insisting on being right all the time or in having a hot temper. something that permeates your life, but that has actually eluded resolution in therapy and conversation and self-discipline. It's something that you still have trouble with. So number two, determine by thinking which genetic line is where your ghost is. So you'll think about this and you'll look at your target and you'll see where, you know, it'll be surprising. There'll be one family line that has lots of information and another that has almost none. So you go to the one where there's lots of information first. And the idea with this procedure is to actually do all your family lines this way. But we'll start with the one with the most juice. Okay, so it will be father's maternal or father's paternal, or mother's maternal or mother's paternal. So you'll choose your line. Then you'll extend your light fingers. And next, you're going to feel along your channel and sense back through time through the generations. So you're literally going to be traveling on the channel, which I showed you where it was, and you're gonna track that channel. And I suggest starting out at the front and moving your hands back along the channel with your light fingers extended. So your hands can be up higher and go right back, and you can do it with both hands or you can do it with one hand and moving behind you, tracking the channel all the way behind you back, like you're traveling on a super highway through time and space. I suggest you close your eyes because it's often much easier to sense energy when your eyes are closed. And you'll be guided along that channel until you'll arrive at the being who is the origin point for the ghost in the subtle machine. And hitting them will be a lot like hitting a wall or a barrier, because it crosses the family line and it's like making a statement and kind of pulling you back into connection through time. And, you know, think about this. This could be hundreds of years. So this is your ghost in the subtle machine. Now, they've projected this quality, this idea, this issue through the ages, and they are still remaining tied to the family by doing this. So now, we begin with repeating after me some of these lines. So to call all of the family line there present in the room, you're going to say these words. I call my family line to me now. And then I call my family by name as far back as you can. All the way back to this one powerful and important being who is the ghost in my subtle machine. So it's not necessary to bring in other lines or to bring in all of your grandmothers from every line or the ones that, it should really only be the ones that are involved there with you. And you want to restrict it to them, because otherwise it just gets way too complex. So notice the presence of the ancestors there in the room with you. Feel into their energy around you. And have, you know, notice the presence of all these ancestors here in the room with you. Feel into their energy all around you. And they literally will feel like they're standing next to you. Some may even touch you. You will feel them. And then tell them, you will all benefit from this healing, as will my children and their children. Thank you for coming now to support me. Now, if you don't have children yourself, you can say, my family descendants. So you will all benefit from this healing, as will my family descendants and their descendants. Thank you for coming now to support me. Now you're going to make your statement that's relevant to the issue. First, you're going to release the negative, and then you're going to affirm the positive shift at the end of the statement. I release and let go of all the ways I have been influenced by my ancestor. From this moment forward, I will follow my own inner voice and know that this is speaking the truth. From this moment forward, I will follow my own inner voice and know that it is speaking the truth. I will no longer listen to this ancestor's voice or be directed by it. So you conclude by asking your ancestors the following. Please accept my profound gratitude for all the ways you have loved and supported me through the years. I thank you now for utterly releasing this issue. And then as that lifts, you call upon your heavenly ancestors. I call upon the angels, my guides and guardians, my teachers and healers, the beings unseen and seen who have walked with me through my life. I call upon them now to give me their guidance, support, and help. So that's how you do the ghosts in the subtle machine. And now what I'm going to do is very quickly speak through the statements that you're going to make. So that we'll pick this up after you've hit the wall, you've determined your ghost in the subtle machine, and at this time, you're going to call all of your family line present. I call my family line to me now. I call my family by name. All the way back to this one powerful and important being who is the ghost in my subtle machine. So now you'll feel the presence of your ancestors in the room with you. You feel them, you sense them, feel into the energy around you. And you say to them, you will all benefit from this healing, as will my children and their children. Thank you for coming now to support me. Now, you will make a statement that's relevant to the issue. First, you release the negative and then you affirm the positive. By saying, I release and let go of all the ways I have been influenced by my ancestor. From this moment forward, I will follow my own inner voice and know absolutely that it is speaking the truth. I will no longer listen or be guided by my ancestor's voice. So now in conclusion, you say, please accept my profound gratitude for all the ways you have loved and supported me through the years. Thank you for utterly releasing this issue. I call upon all the angels, teachers, healers, guides, and guardians who have walked with me, seen and unseen, through my entire life. I call upon them now to support me to stabilize me and to love me. So it's okay to change the language a little bit, and if you want to make it more like your words, that's perfectly fine. The thing you want to remember as you're doing this piece is that there's a great deal of power in speaking directly and speaking directly to the beings that have influenced you so much through your life. Thank you for participating in Love, Lineage, and Legacy.